The squabble over who should pay for a sick prisoner started in 1998, when Dane County inmate Michael Gibson was taken to Meritor Hospital in Madison. Both hospital officials and the sheriff agreed the inmate was near death from a bacterial infection, but they didn't agree who was responsible to pay for his care. Meritor was stuck with a $187,000 bill after the prosecutor dropped charges against the inmate while Gibson was hospitalized. The county said it was no longer responsible for his health care expenses, and the high court agreed. But Eric Borgerding of the Wisconsin Hospital Association calls it a case of patient dumping, a practice he says will become prevalent if there's not a law to prevent it.
Our concern, without a legislative change, which is what the Supreme Court advised is necessary, is that this will become a new tactic, a new sort of practice by counties across the state as a way to avoid the health care costs for their inmates.
But Dane County Sheriff Gary Hamblin says charges were dropped because the inmate appeared to be near death, not because of escalating medical expenses.
This is not patient dumping at all. You know, we take our responsibility for the safety and security of inmates very seriously.
Dane County did pay a small portion of the inmate's hospital bill, the first 3 days worth of medical care before charges were dropped. The inmate was later rearrested after he got well. The court said this fact might have bolstered the hospital's case if the county had taken the inmate back into custody right away instead of waiting more than a month. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.